This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877 D-O-C-D-A-L-I. I hope I got my little Facebook Live thing going on. Okay, so having a rough day. Saw a patient this morning, and I used basically the last of my gloves, last of my mask. I can't order anymore. I can't order any more gloves and masks. If I want to see patients, I do disability ratings, things like that. If I want to offer them PPE, if I want to offer them some protection, you know, because patients don't walk in with masks, and I need them to, I need to basically have double, right, per patient. I can't access any. For some reason, doctors, medical offices can't have access to these because supply stores are out, Then, probably I had maybe two yesterday, but I had four the day before, having exposed nerve roots. Now, these are now telemedicine patients. Okay? Doc, I need help. All right, my nerve is exposed. I go, what nerve? In my tooth. And I'm like, crap. I go, I don't know teeth. Okay, I can't do the mouth. Well, where's your dentist? Dentist's closed. And now, mind you, I'm licensed in multiple states. So whether this is Nevada, whether this is Alabama, whether this is New York, this is an ongoing problem throughout the country. And I don't like to say I don't know. Okay, I went through years of schooling. But I know crap about oral, facial, dental. I don't know that stuff. I don't. Okay? All I could do is go, duh, I don't know that. So when they say, okay, well, what should I do? My nerve is exposed. And there's no dentist. Okay? And here I am. Now I'm a family doc. Now mind you, a lot of us family docs, we adapt and we do what we can, but the field of dentistry and the field of oral maxillofacial surgery is such a specialty that it takes years to master. And so a family doc like me that had a couple lectures in mouth doesn't cut it. I guess, I don't know, I'm not really good. I think if you have exposed nerve roots, you gotta like use a resin, and then you have to like cover it up, and then you gotta give them like a pain medicine, and then you have to like pray. Like, I think that's what, the point I'm making is I don't know what to do! Okay, I can't do dentistry! And I know people think that I'm just, well, I'm bored, so I have nothing better to do than to find another cause. You know, no, you don't understand, okay? I don't want people out there not getting the care that they need because of some stupid rule. Now, people will say, well, you know, dentists, if they look in the mouth, can't expose people. You know, if somebody's mouth is open and, you know, somebody in dentistry has to look in the mouth, it can expose. Okay, well, what about those of us evaluating for strep? What about those of us doing the swab for COVID? You can do the swab through the nose. You can also do the swab in the pharynx. All right. What about those in ear, nose, and throat? So ear, nose, and throat doctors can be open. People in urgent cares and medical clinics can be examining your mouth, yet a dentist can't be open. Because you understand what the hell's going on? This makes no sense. This makes no sense. And mind you, you know, I hate not being able to fix something. And on telemedicine, somebody's saying, I'm in pain. I can't do anything. I can't give them pain medicines. Not that you would treat that, you know. I could prescribe Motrin. I could prescribe Tylenol. Now, I've never had an exposed root. I've had an IUD put in, okay? And my guess is an exposed root is probably 20 times more painful than getting an IUD put in. So as far as I'm concerned, I mean, gosh, if they want to be on a morphine drip, I'm fine with that. I can't manage these patients. Now, we're hearing some governors might ease up on letting more dentists, just open up the gosh darn dentists now. Okay, and can you let us buy some masks? Let us buy some face shields. I can't buy, I'm going to be speaking on News 3 later today about this. I sent them that from my medical supply store, I can't buy a gown, I can't buy a face shield, I can't buy masks, I can't buy gloves. And, you know, here you have people getting fined, you know, for not wearing a mask. And mind you, I want the public protected and all that. But everybody's panicked about getting fined, and they're hoarding all these masks because you got to throw out the mask and change it out every time you use a mask. I mean, this thing, I wore this morning and I can't use it again. You know, it's old. And so at that point, it's useless, which means the average person is going to need to buy hundreds of these if they want to get through whatever the lockdown is going to be, not to mention whatever restrictions they have on work. Meanwhile, as doctors and medical providers can't have access, and we don't have our dentists open. So can you cut the poop and I know I got to be really, really careful. I know I need to be back on XM so I can cuss. But we really need, okay, don't worry, I'm not cussing. Okay, I got a lot of affiliates out there. They're like, no cussing. Hey, no cussing. But I'm not cussing. You want to hear cussing? You listen to my patients with exposed roots, or cracked teeth, or these gum abscesses, or these TMJs, or these locks. I had somebody call whose jaw was locked. But they couldn't close their mouth. What the hell am I supposed to do over the phone? I'm like, can you get to your oral surgeon? Can you get to your dentist? No, they're only open for emergencies, and that's one day a week. Is it stupid? This is stupid. So, governors, dental boards, I get you wanted to protect people. I get that. Your job is rough. I don't care if you're a Republican governor. I don't care if you're a Democratic governor. God bless all of you guys for dealing with this poop storm. But for dentists to be closed, for optometrists, for chiropractors to not be able to get access to PPE so they can reopen, and for dental boards still shuttering dentists because they're afraid people opening their mouth will spread disease, then that means no ENT or family doc or internist or nurse practitioner could be examining people also. It's stupid. Let's open up our dentists. Let's get us access to masks, shields, everything we need, because there are other medical conditions out there. MRSA, pneumonia, strep, all right? Can you let us do our flipping jobs? 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not so convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guide with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government, or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Attention gardeners, if you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. ProtoGrow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why ProtoGrow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen. Big thanks to Daniel for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So, Disney World is coming up with guidelines on reopening. I think DeSantis in Florida is going to slowly have more reopenings. I think they're going to be reopening dental and certain other operations by May 8th. But Disney World is what more people are thinking about. Okay, I have a water pick up my butt when it comes to dentistry and how to take care of patients when we can't, you know, access our dentists. But most of you want to know what's going on with Disney World and Disneyland. Well, I don't have information on Disneyland. My guess is it might be closed, but this is the scoop on Disney World. Now, Disney World, have you guys been to both, by the way? Disneyland is, you know, as the one park, and then you got to have, you have California Adventures. Disneyland's in California. Disneyland has probably one of the best Magical Kingdom parks. I've been to Disneyland Paris. I've been to the Magical Kingdom in Florida. Disneyland just takes the cake. It's got the most rides. It's just awesome. Disneyland Paris was very, very cool, by the way, but that Disneyland takes the cake. Florida has a smaller form of Disneyland, Magical Kingdom, but then they also have Epcot Center and they have Animal Kingdom. And when you go to Disney World, you have to basically spend about a good week to get, see everything. I never have that time. I only have about a day. So I only get to see one park every decade, if that. But the lines are equivalent. Don't let anybody say, oh, there's less lines in Florida or there's less lines in Disney. The lines suck. It is crowds and crowds of people. And then when it gets hot and if it gets muggy, you stand there and sweat and smell other people. And then let's say you get grumpy or you fight with somebody. And then the line kind of moves and, you know, you're kind of zigzagging. You're like, good, I'm not going to see that person again. Until the line re-bends and recurves and you are face-to-face with that person again. So you really kind of have to, you know, go with this happiest place on earth. The reason why it's the happiest place on earth is not because people like Mickey Mouse and Goofy. Some people really don't even know what the hell to, you know. But anyway, but it's because nobody is going to dare get into a fight with somebody because you are stuck in a long line with them. Now, while Disney World had to close indefinitely due to the coronavirus pandemic, they closed, I think, a day after Florida, or Disneyland. But the Walt Disney Group shared their initial report yesterday and included reopening rules for restaurants, movie theaters, hotel, and other closed businesses. Two phases are in place for Disney World to allow visitors back in the park. The first calls for 50% capacity when conditions further improve. 75% capacity then will be allowed once conditions are better. But there is no set date on when this will happen. I know I want to hit those parks if they're empty. I got to tell you, it's like Christmas. It's amazing when you get to hit a Disneyland with no lines. You guys, have you ever done early entry or magical mornings? Have you ever done that? Oh, my gosh. So the report recommends that markers be set in ride queues 6 feet apart to allow for social distancing. Now, what's crazy about that is 6 feet in a Disneyland line equates to what, 100 people? But how, okay, if you have 6 feet, 6 feet is probably maybe about 6 people. I mean, sometimes parents carry kids. Sometimes you have little lovebirds that are all kind of, you know, close and snuggling. But the average family that went with their in-laws is kind of man-spreading, you know, and, you know, taking up a lot of room. So I think, you know, so 6 feet, if we do the math, adds per, if we have an extra, you know, let's say 6 people, that means we need to displace 6 people per 6 foot line. Now, I don't think there's enough land in all of California to do this. Okay, but we're talking about Florida right now. Florida has a little bit more land. So you'd stand 6 feet apart. Visitors who are at 65 and older are at higher risk, and they are going to be encouraged to stay at home. So if grandma or grandpa want to spend, you know, one of the happiest moments of their kids' lives and with Disneyland or Disney World, they are not, I guess, not going to be able to come in. Disney World staff is going to wear masks. I'm not sure how that's going to happen with Goofy. They have to regularly wipe down disinfectant surfaces and railings. Employees will need to have their temperatures taken before working their shifts. Anyone who is above 100.4 degrees will be sent home. Now, I don't know about you all, but if I stand out in the California heat or I stand out in the Disneyland sun, I'm 100.4, you know, at my lowest. Touchless hand sanitizer stations will be added to every ride's entry and exit, ticketing area, and turnstile. The Florida Task Force is made up of 44 people, including Disney executive, CEO of the Orlando Magic NBA team, and members of the local business community. And the same guidelines are going to now apply to Universal Studios Orlando, losing revenue over its closed parks. The Walt Disney Company announced earlier in April that it is going to have to furlough 43,000 employees. You know, we talked about Halloween. You know, we talked about school. You know, sports. I'm just kind of torn. You know, I've been very, very frustrated seeing people get sick with flu and people getting sick, you know, with other things. And MRSA, you know, I mean, MRSA is a drug-resistant, an antibiotic-resistant, you know, bacteria that can kill. And wrestlers pass it to each other, people in the gym, kids, families pass it to each other. We have deadly bugs out there. And I've been, you know, frustrated that, you know, people have not been able to use certain precautions not to get it. But, you know, if you get it, we treat it. Yet coronavirus, which is still deadly, has caused a complete disruption of everything. And, you know, it's funny because we talk about this a lot. We've been talking about this for weeks. All news outlets have. And I think every day we have an, oh, I didn't think about that moment where, oh, you're right. What now happens with bands? What now happens with football? What now happens with, I didn't think about that, dance recitals, ballroom dancing? I have a friend whose daughter is, we're talking like highly competitive, multiple award ballroom dancing. Does competition stop? I mean, hockey, you know, they say, well, we're going to bring sports back. We're going to, what I think is kind of frustrating is eventually we're going to have to go back and say, you know what, to heck with it. We're going to take our chances. And I'm frustrated because that's not, you know, that if we kind of said that early on, maybe the economy wouldn't be a mess. I don't know if you guys heard. But while medical centers, right, have been claiming, you know, in the news or liberal media has been saying, oh, my gosh, there's people dying in hallways and things like that, we're hearing that because hospitals and urgent cares are empty and money's not coming in, that nurses are being furloughed, that medical staff are losing their jobs. You know, nobody's going to the doctor. Nobody's getting there. You know, nobody's, and I hate to say this, I don't want people in accidents, but now that people aren't really on the streets and things like that, you're not getting the typical people, you know, doing stupid challenges or getting into an accident or falling, you know, at a party. You're not seeing the typical ER visits. So hospitals now have to furlough staff. So here we are with hospitals, you know, at half staff, you know, sorry for the pun, and we're supposed to be in the middle of a pandemic? It doesn't make sense. Minnesota nurses were furloughed because of cutbacks, they say here. Revenue lost because elective procedures have been put on hold. So people who needed the gallbladder, people who needed the hysterectomy. My son needs knee surgery. That didn't get done. So that means that surgical center or hospital didn't get the money. Governor Tim Walz issued an executive order which allows doctors and nurses from out of state to temporarily come to work where needed in Minnesota. So while out-of-state nurses were being brought in, other nurses were losing their jobs. I spoke to a nurse yesterday who was put into a hotel. So hotels covered, food's covered, so she could be here for the pandemic, yet I'm hearing local nurses are losing their jobs. What's going on with that? That doesn't make any sense. So this is just one big cluster. And I'm not sure where the answer is. I want to hear from you guys. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Amid rampant speculation about the health or even existence of the North Korean leader, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has nothing much to say about it when asked by reporters this morning.
I don't have anything to add to the status of Chairman Kim.
Kim Jong-un has not been seen in weeks, and there has been that speculation that he may have even died of a serious health condition, but Pompeo told reporters just moments ago that he has no information on that, and the U.S. mission, when it comes to North Korea, is still the same. In his words, verified denuclearization. America's GDP, the best reading of its economy, negative for the first time in 6 years. The government says the GDP fell by 4.8% in the first 3 months of this year. This is USA Radio News. President Trump says he's making sure there will be a steady supply of food, including, in particular, meat, during the ongoing pandemic. The president signing an executive order late yesterday that forces meat plants to stay open during the coronavirus lockdown. The order will fall under the Defense Production Act after numbers showed that meat production capacity could fall by as much as 80% soon across the nation. Former Vice President Joe Biden, the projected winner of Ohio's presidential primary, the primary was pushed back from March because of the pandemic. Yesterday's election was conducted entirely by mail. The U.S. House not returning to Capitol Hill next week now as originally planned. As Speaker Nancy Pelosi says, the Capitol physician has warned against it. The U.S. Senate is still, as of now, scheduled to return to session on Monday. Remember, you can find us online anytime at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCTORDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So there's a lot of furloughs going on. We're hearing airlines, casinos. Walt Disney had to let go 43,000 people. We're hearing meat markets and in the food industries. There's a lot of unfortunate unemployment there. Unemployment has been skyrocketing. We're going to talk about how many people unemployed don't really necessarily want to go back to work now that PPL has been supplied, stimulus funds have been supplied to employers, because apparently on unemployment they're making extra $600 a week than their regular Many are, not everybody. Many are making an extra $600 a week from their regular unemployment check, which means they'll make less when they get hired back. There's a little bit of a mess going on with that, and small business owners don't know what to do. We're going to talk about that. But a huge sector that has seen major job losses just happens to be one of the busiest sectors now out there. Medical. So healthcare is seeing thousands upon thousands of workers furloughed, including nurses. Now, why is that a story? Well, it's a story because apparently some of the people still keeping their jobs are non-local nurses, either from other countries or from other states. And we talked about this a while back, where nurses in New York, right? I mean, they're paying their own transportation, they're Ubering to work, they're paying for their own food, they're trying to pay their rent. Meanwhile, locum tenens nurses are getting housing, getting food, getting transportation, and getting paid more. See, the nurses and healthcare workers out there get such, they get crapped on so much. I had a patient yesterday, very nice lady. Very nice lady. She has been working in an ICU and thinks she has coronavirus. And so, you know, I talked to her about furloughing. And she's like, well, you know, I do have my own hotel room. I'm like, what are you talking about? She got her own hotel room. They put her up in a hotel. She's an out-of-the-country nurse. Got her own hotel room. I think they feed her, they get room service. And again, God bless nurses. But I'm hearing nurses get furloughed. Meanwhile, somebody's got money and they're putting them up in a hotel, room service, things like that. So her quarantine is going to be pretty comfortable. I would love to be walled up, you know, in a resort hotel. And this is kind of messed up here. So, you know, why are we seeing nurses and why are we seeing medical, you know, staff furloughed, and why if they should be busy as can be? Well, because they're not that busy. We are hearing there are urgent cares that are empty. We are hearing that there are hospitals that are not filled to capacity. They're still busy, but they're not busy that much. Why? Well, because, you know, people aren't, you know, I guess, in a car accident, which we don't want. We don't want car accidents. Or because people are, you know, not doing these stupid, ice bucket, or not ice bucket challenges, like iPhone challenges, all right? It's because people are scared to death to go to the doctor. And we don't have elective surgeries. So all those gallbladders that needed to be taken out, hysterectomy, I still need a hysterectomy. You guys, you can hear my ovaries. The ovaries are like, please get me out of here. My ovaries need to go. I can't do it. Elective surgeries aren't allowed. So, you know, hospitals need that money. They don't make money, hospitals, on the ER visits of people thinking they have coronavirus. Mind you, if there's the proper coding and they think it's a coronavirus patient, the government may reimburse. But waiting for the government to reimburse, just like with Medicare and Medicaid, you don't always get reimbursed on every claim. It just doesn't happen. So, you know, ERs need that extra funding. Hospitals need that extra funding. Medical centers, medical offices, not happening. Just not happening. Not to mention now, everything costs more. So, nurses are losing their jobs. And what's really scary about that is, that means hospitals are going to be more understaffed. We talked about medical students. Luckily, the American Association of Medical Colleges has loosened their guidelines, saying if the deans, you know, want to let students who want to volunteer, you know, go and help, they can, you know, under certain guidelines. But, if we're having staff getting furloughed from hospitals, we're going to need to recruit other people. And medical students luckily don't want to be paid. So there, you know, you might want to think about using medical students. They are dying to help. Now, we talked about Disney World. So what we talked about in the last segment, for those of you on Facebook Live, you might not have heard the last segment. So with Disney World, they are having a plan on how it would reopen. And we talked about how they're going to have people 6 feet distance, okay, which basically means six, you know, so usually that's about six people, okay, that are usually within that 6 feet. So they're going to have to figure out how to extend their lines for six people per every 6 feet, because now one person per 6 feet, I don't know how the lines are going to go. But they are going to probably reopen at 50% capacity. Older individuals are going to be urged not to come. I don't know how that's happening, but they're going to be telling grandma and grandpa not to come. Some of you are like, hey, no in-laws. But grandma and grandpa, they like being there at Disneyland with the kids. They were there when it opened. They want to see their kids, their grandkids enjoy. So they're going to be making some very interesting sort of changes. But what I'm... That you want to know what really bothers me, and this is a point I'm going to try to very carefully articulate, okay? When we reopen, or as places reopen, it's going to take a leap of faith. It's going to take people saying, look, we can't stop all infections. We can't, you know, close Disneyland or Disney World all completely. We can't stop people from preparing your food. We can't prevent a dentist from operating on your mouth. There is going to have to be a leap of faith. There's going to have to be a calmness and an acceptance of germs are going to be passed. And we're going to accept it and go, all right, you know what? All right. Germs are going to be passed. We're going to accept some people getting sick. We're going to be able, you know, we're going to have to accept some people getting coronavirus. What bothers me is if we are going to have that state of mind or that acceptance, then why the hell aren't we doing it yet? We're going to do, you know, people are like, well, you don't want to reopen and you don't want to spread the virus and we want to make sure that nobody's going to be able to get coronavirus. That's not going to happen. And we're going to eventually open up and they're going to say, well, you know what? We're, you know, we'll take a loss. So if we're going to do it anyway, I don't understand why we're just kicking the can down the road, if that's the proper analogy. I mean, mind you, I don't want a resurgence of coronavirus. I don't want our, you know, vulnerable population getting sick. But I think after 6 weeks, I think we kind of have this figured out. I think we know who to isolate, how to isolate, what we could try to use to treat, what we need to do for hospitals. I mean, hospitals are letting staff go. Hospitals are, which means we could hopefully rehire those staff, use government funds for that. So if it's not that we're overtaxed and we don't have any more staff, if it's not that we don't have any more beds, all right, and we're going to reopen anyway, and we're going to have to take that leap of faith, and we're going to have to say, okay, look, you know what, it's going to be unfortunately the cost of living lives. You know, for living life free, you know, we're going to unfortunately have deaths. So if we're going to come to that realization anyway, do we come to that realization in August? Do we come to that realization in July 1? Or do we just come to that realization now? It's going to take you guys and your legislators to decide, you know, are we going to let the economy suffer? Are we going to let nurses lose their jobs when we kind of need nurses ready to go on the front lines? Or, I mean, people, once you lose your job, a lot of people think about retiring. A lot of people say, to heck with it. I mean, we already have millions of Americans making more money on unemployment. What if people don't want to go back to work? I mean, do we realize how deadly this could be? And I am going to be so frustrated if we open up saying the same thing we've been saying this whole time. Well, you know what? We're going to have to take that leap of faith. Then we could have already done it. 1-877-DOCTALI, 1-877-DOCTALI.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with longevity. Teamgaday.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendovite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the, I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So CNN is reporting that a second round of the coronavirus is inevitable. And I believe this is coming from Dr. Anthony Fauci, our head of the infectious disease front when it comes to coronavirus. And we keep seeing on TV all the time, and who has been played by Brad Pitt on Saturday Night Live. He says that...
Which Saturday Night Live?
Oh, no, we are not talking about... Oh, see, I got to tell you, my Siri is, like, on it. Dr. Fauci said that if by that time we have put into place all the countermeasures that you need to address this, we should do reasonably well. If we don't prepare, we could be in for a bad fall and bad winter. So here we are. We haven't even opened up. I live in Nevada. We're waiting for the governor to make another statement soon saying if, when and how they're going to start reopening the state. And so we're just kind of sitting here, you know, kind of twiddling our thumbs. And it's, I get it. And here's the thing. I live in Vegas. Vegas is kind of different from other cities. You know, you have the resort corridor and then you have a lot of the suburbs. If we could kind of separate the two and say, okay, let's let the suburb areas open up, that's one thing. The problem is that so many of us depend on the strip, the resorts to be open. If the resorts aren't open, most of the people are screwed. So, and for the resorts to be open, that means we're going to be opening up to everybody. Not only, you know, domestic, but foreign. So, Vegas, just like New York, just like California, has to be a little cautious. I get that. It's just, gosh, it's hot. People are unemployed. They're frustrated. So here we are with 3 million global cases, 220,000 deaths worldwide. In the USA, 1 million total cases, 60,000 deaths total. Of those 60,000 deaths, 23,000 of them in New York, 6,000 in New Jersey, 3,100 in Massachusetts, 2,100 in Illinois, 3,500 in Michigan, 2,100 in Pennsylvania, California, 1,800. Still, Connecticut, 2,000. I live in Nevada. In Nevada, we're doing really, really well, considering, but still tragically, we've lost 225 people, 4,800. So here, a bunch of us are like, okay, well, we can't reopen. We're waiting to reopen. Meanwhile, the headlines are talking about how this is coming again in the fall. I mean, you wonder why people get depressed. Okay, you know, where is the hope? We're supposed to be, you know, planning and building and setting goals. This, you know, people compare this to World War II, and it's gratefully we're not in World War II. Gratefully we're not under Nazi rule. We have it so much better. But I do understand why people are making certain analogies or certain references. Because during the war, there was the hope that it would all be over, but people knew that there was going to be no end in sight for a while. And obviously, you'd be really, really depressed. People were getting killed, raped, tortured. I lost their freedoms. It was horrible during World War II. But people are kind of having that same sort of psyche going on now in terms of, wait a second, well, when is this going to get better? Well, if we're being told that you're going to slowly rebuild, you're going to slowly reopen, and guys, it's coming back in the fall, there is no doubt the government's going to flip the switch again saying, all right, shut down. So Dr. Fauci predicts that the country will see a rebound if we lift restrictions too early. That'll get us right back in the same boat where we were a few weeks ago. Now, many of you have asked why such a relationship between lockdown and next fall if this is a seasonal virus. Okay, and I see your point. With the flu, no matter what we seem to do each year, flu comes back next year. We can pretty much count bet money and put money in pharmaceutical stocks that we're going to need a flu vaccine next fall, which is like 5 months away, because the flu is coming back. So many of you have been told that the coronavirus is going to do just that, where the coronavirus is going to come back. So if it's going to be like the flu, what's the point of being unemployed, not making money, being stuck at home, not getting your, you know, preventative dental and medical and your diabetes worked up and everything else, if it's going to come back anyway. So my guess is what Dr. Fauci is saying is it will come back, but it'll be way worse if we don't control this now. And it also implies that they're not really comparing this to flu. That the virus might mutate to a stronger strain. With flu, sometimes it's a strong ear, sometimes it's not a strong ear, but it's a different strain. I think what they're concerned about is if we don't get grips on coronavirus this time around, it is going to mutate and be deadlier. And then whatever vaccine we've been working on now will be useless in the fall. But then again, that's kind of like flu. So, Fauci says the federal government needs to provide strategic guidance and assistance to help states up their number of conducted tests. He hopes he can guarantee everyone who needs a test to get one done by the end of May or early June. The truth is we're going in the right direction, but we need to continue to partner in a very active, collaborative way with the states. We need to help them the same way they need to do the execution. So, some of you have asked me if it's worth spending the $119 on the Quest coronavirus antibody test. I'm torn. So Quest is offering the test for $119. It's a steal, considering. All right? And good for Quest for coming up with this business model and allowing them to still be able to stay open and make money and hire staff and be able to give people the reassurance or the education they need on if they have the virus or not. I think, though, it might be a little premature. And there's a few reasons for that. One is, if you have shown that you're positive antibody, meaning you've been exposed to the virus, we're being told that you could still get it again. It'll either resurge or you might get another strain of it. So then, does it matter? I mean, if you're telling us that these antibody tests mean you are immune and you are good to go, well, then that's great. Then get the test. But if nobody's saying that, if they're saying, well, you might be immune, you might not be, the virus might come back, then what the hell? Number two is, will they get cheaper in a little bit? Is $119 kind of, you know, first price? Is it going to start going down when people don't really care anymore? So, you know, I'm going to wait, you know? I'm going to wait, you know. Number three is there going to be a database? This is what's worrying people. Is there going to be a database where if, let's say, next year they go, you want to know what? We are so scared. Anybody that ever tested positive, you all quarantine or get locked up or whatever. You can't work. You're going to be like, okay, I wish I wasn't on that list. And then the other thing that kind of concerns me, and I'm not saying not to get the testing, but this is a concern people have. But one thing concerns me is you might have some people that have gotten exposed and might not have made the antibodies. And so if you're negative, you know, are you really negative? So they say they're supposed to be pretty sensitive and specific, but what if somebody doesn't make the antibodies? 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.